Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ube kanye nathi manje uyithathe inkonzo ibe sezandleni zakho.
We ask you, Lord, to please be with us now. Take the service and let it be in your hands.
Amen.
Amen.
Itext lethu silthole encwadini yokuqala kaPetru isahluko sesihlanu.
1 Peter chapter 5, we find our text.
Kusukela evesini lesihlanu kuze kube ivesi leshumi nanye.
From verse 5 to 11.
Ngokunjalo nina basha thobelana malunga. Kepha nonke yembathani ukuthobeka. Nithobelane ngokuba uNkulunkulu melana nabazidlayo, kepha abathobekileyo ubapha umusa.
Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble.
Ngalokho zithobeni phansi kwesandla sikaNkulunkulu esinamandla ukuza niphakamise ngesikhathi esifaneleyo.
Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
Niphonse izinkathazo zenu zonke phezu kwakhe ngokuba uyanikhathalela.
Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
Qondani nilinde isitha senu uSathane. Siyahamba njengebhubezi elibhodlayo sifuna esingamgwinya.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour.
Melanani naye niqinile ekukholweni, nazi ukuthi zona lezo zinhlupheko zehlela abazalwane benu abasezweni.
Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world.
Kepha uNkulunkulu womusa wonke owanibizela enkazimulweni yakhe phakade ngoKristu, senihluphekile isikhashana, yena uqobo uyakuniphela. Phelelisa aniqinise aninika amandla asisekele.
But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen and settle you.
Makube kuye amandla kuze kube phakade naphakade. Amen.
To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Lendaba imumetho kuningi.
Now this contains so much.
Ngeke sikwazi ukuqeda ngosuku olodwa bekufanele ukuthi sikhulume izinsuku eziningi ngakho.
We can never hope to finish this off even in a day. We would need many days to go into it.
Kodwa ngithanda ukuthinta izihloko ezine.
But I'd like to highlight four particular points or subjects in this from this text.
Point lokuqala,
the first point being
ukuthobeka,
humility.
Ukuba sithobe phansi kwesandla esinamandla sikaNkulunkulu.
Humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God.
Ukuthobeka akusiyo into encane.
Humbling yourself, submission is no small thing.
Empilweni yomKristu yomntwana kaNkuluNkulu cisha kukhu kuhlobisa okuhle kunokumbatha ukuthobeka.
In the life of a child of God, there is no beauty as attractive as that child of God being clothed with humility.
Uma ubona umuntu ethoba ethobekile kuyiphunga elimnandi kuyinto enhle leyo.
A person who is humble and submissive brings about a sweet fragrance.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu melene nomuntu oyiqhenyayo.
For God resists the proud.
Ukuyiqhenya ke cisho kuyinto number 1 kuSathane.
Pride is the very first thing about the devil.
Ukuyiphakamisa.
Haughtiness.
Kuthatha umuntu kumenze abe umuntu ka Satani.
Haughtiness takes a person and makes him to belong in the devil's camp.
Ube umuntu ka Satani ngempela.
So that that person becomes one of Satan's indeed.
Kodwa uma ukwazi ukthoba ube umntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
But if you can humble yourself, you are a child of God.
Umntwana kaNkuluNkulu oqobo.
A true child of God.
Ngokuyiphakamisa.
By lifting yourself up, exalting yourself,
uSathane obe ingelozi kaNkuluNkulu waguqulwa waba udeveli.
Self-exaltation took Lucifer from being an angel to making him into a devil.
uSathane ubehamba phakathi kwamatshe avutha umlilo.
Satan walked amongst the burning stones.
Wathi ngifuna ukuthi ngibe njengaye uNkulunkulu.
And he said to himself, I want to be like God.
Ngokuyiqhenya, ngokuyiphakamisa, abantu bokuqala baphenduka babe abantwana bakaSathane.
Through pride, through haughtiness, the first human beings became children of Satan.
Oh Adam.
Adam and them.
Ngoba uSathane ebahlebele ukuthi uma nihlale sisithelo nizoba njengaye uNkulunkulu.
For Satan had whispered to them, look, if you take of this fruit, you will be like God.
Anoqonda ukuthi ukuyiphakamisa, ukuyikhulisa, kuyinto embi.
Understand that haughtiness, puffing yourself up, is a wicked thing.
uNkulunkulu uthi oyiphakamisayo uyothotshiswa, kodwa oyithobayo uyophakanyiswa.
God has declared that he who exalts himself will be brought low, but he who humbles himself will be exalted by God.
Kanti uma siyithoba noma sisembusweni kaSathane siyabuyela embusweni kaNkuluNkulu.
Even if we are in the kingdom of Satan, but by humbling ourselves we find ourselves in the kingdom of God.
Siyohlala futhi embusweni kaNkuluNkulu.
And we will live and abide in God's kingdom.
Angazi ukuthi umuntu obunjwe ngomhlabathi ayiqhenye ukuthi ngani.
I don't know why a person made just of dust can be proud about himself.
Ngiyakhumbula mina kungakaqali revival uNkulunkulu engakathulula umoya wakhe isono soqala kimi kwaba isono sokuyiqhenya sokuyiphakamisa.
I remember clearly that when the Lord was about to send revival, as he was dealing with me, the very first thing was my pride.
Lapho ngabona khona ukuthi uNkulunkulu umelene nabazidlayo nabayiqhenyayo.
When I saw clearly that God does resist the proud.
Awukwazi ukuqhubekela phambili uma uNkulunkulu emelene nawe.
You can make no progress if God himself is against you.
uSathane uyinkinga. uSathane mubi. uSathane umelana nabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu. Kodwa isitha esikhulu kunazo zonke izitha akusiyena uSathane kodwa uNkuluNkulu.
Now Satan is wicked. He resists, he fights against and attacks the children of God, but there is no enemy worse than having God as your enemy.
Ngoba nomizwe lingagcwala uSathane uluthela wa wathi noma umhlaba ungagcwala uSathane asikwesaba. Kodwa uma uNkulunkulu emelene nathi qhandela nyova ngeke siphumelele.
Martin Luther wrote that even if demons filled the whole earth, if the Lord is with them, Satan will not succeed. So let's be especially careful of the sin of pride, because that haughtiness stops you from repenting. It makes you incapable of confessing your sin. So let each one of us humble ourselves beneath the mighty hand of God. This sin has been around for a long time, even among nations, where one nation rises and pushes itself up against another nation. Heaven is a terrible place.
Abaningi noma uNkulunkulu angabadedela ukuthi bangene ezulwini, baya kuphuma ezulwini masinyane masisha kunokungena kwabo.
Because with many, even if God gave them permission to go into heaven, they would run out quicker than they'd gone in.
Ngoba ezulwini,
for in heaven,
omncinyane la emhlabeni umkhulu le.
The least here on earth is the greatest up there.
Omkhulu la emhlabeni umncane ezulwini.
And the greatest on earth is the least in heaven.
UJesu uthi ngosuku lokwahlulelwa uzothatha lo omncinyane emehlweni akho ayihlanganise naye uthi owakwenzela yena wenzele mina.
And Jesus said on the day of judgment he'll take the one who is the very lowest of the low in your eyes and say to you, what you've done to him, you've done to me personally.
Khona wesifazane omhlophe obecebile enendle enkulu ephakeme futhi enesikhundla esiphakeme.
A certain very wealthy lady who had a very high position
wafika ezulwini.
Arrived in heaven.
Uma ifika ezulwini.
And having got there,
wabona umunye wesifazane ontsundu.
She saw another lady, a black lady,
ehleli endlini emkulu kuneyakhe la emhlabeni.
In a mansion or house bigger than the one she had on earth.
Wayeselindela ke indlu yakhe uma ethola indlu yakhe uthola indlu engangele isisalukazi la emhlabeni esasimpofu.
And as the story goes, when she was shown her accommodation in heaven, it was just like a hovel of an old-aged home.
Like the shanty of that black woman here. What? Hai, hai, Nkosi! Kono mistake lapha.
She said, no, Lord, there's some mistake here.
Ngimkhulu mina, kufanele ukuthola indle enkulu. Lo mncane. What? Hey, usezulwini la. Ezulwini omncane emhlabeni mkhulu. Akukho emhlabeni la. Omkhulu lapha emhlabeni mncane.
And she said, Lord, I was far more important, and surely my dignity deserves something more becoming to me. But the Lord said, hey, you're not on earth. You're in heaven here. And the least on earth is the greatest in heaven, and vice versa. Now that was a dream that rich lady had. That dream turned her around. Her life was radically changed. She said, Lord, from now on, I want to live as the least, not the first.
Ngiyabonake ukuze ngisho ukuthi izulu indawo embi abaningi abayizikhulu la bezibona beutho ezulwini bayohlupheka nokuhlupheka bayophuma ngesegundane.
Do you see why I say that heaven is a terrible place? For many, it will be so awful that they will flee as quick as they can, like rats scurry out of a shed.
Uzuthandaza uthi Nkosi, ngenze ngibe umncinyane kunabo bonke.
So pray and say, Lord, make me to be the least of all.
Noma ngikhulume nabanye, ngingakhulumi ngathi ngimkhulu kunabo. Kodwa ngibahloniphe, ngibathobele.
So that even when I'm speaking to others, I won't come across as being one who is exalted and better than they are, but be the least. Come across with humility to them.
Angazike ukuthi nyakuzwa yini lokhu. Kuyahlupa ngoba abantu bangene enkonzweni benamademoni amadlebeni bengezwa ukuthi kuthiwani.
I don't know whether you really understand this. The trouble is that people come into the service and demons must be in their ears because they listen, but they go out and one wonders, what have they heard?
Litige izwi ngoPhethu ukuthi ozithobayo ombathu kuthobeka uyophiwa umusa.
And here in this text of Peter's, it says, if you clothe yourself with humility, you humble yourself, you will receive grace.
Akekho umuntu ongangena ezulwini ngaphandle komusa kaNkulunkulu.
No one can enter into heaven except by the grace of God.
Akukho ukusindiswa ngaphandle komusa kaNkulunkulu.
There is no salvation outside of the grace of God.
Kodwa umusa utholwa ubani?
But who receives grace?
Umusa utholwa lo ozithobisayo, ozehlisayo, ozenza bemncane kunabanye.
It is the one who humbles himself, who lowers himself to be submissive to all.
Umusa kuyini?
What is grace?
Umusa othola umusa uthola ukuthethelelwa kwezono.
One who receives grace receives with it the forgiveness and the cleansing from sin. And with it the liberation from sin. That person who humbles himself, he receives grace.
Akakho umuntu phansi komthunzi welanga ozothola umusa engakwazanga ukuyithoba, ukuzehlisa.
And no one in this world receives grace without humbling themselves.
Ngiyabona.
You see,
kulukhulu ukuthi umuntu avume ukuthi uyisoni.
It is difficult for a person to admit that they are a sinner.
Ngiyakhumbula uJesu ethi ababili bangena ethempelini. Kwangena umfarisi, kwangena nomthelisi.
Remember Jesus spoke about the two who went into the temple. The one was a Pharisee and the one was a publican.
Farisi wangena weza phambili, wathi hawu Nkosi ngiyabonga ukuthi ngingabi isoni njengaye lo osemuva, umthelisi.
The Pharisee went straight to the front and looking upwards he said, Lord, I thank you that I'm not like this tax collector there at the back.
Uyeba yena.
He's a thief.
Uyafeba yena.
He's immoral.
Uyethuka yena.
He swears.
Mina angikwenzi lokho. Umuntu ayisimanga ubengebi, ubengafebi, ubengadakwa. Ethi hawu Nkosi, ngiyabonga. Ngoba angifani naleso sidwedwe esingcolile.
But Lord, thankfully, I don't do what he does. Here was this amazing Pharisee. He didn't drink. He didn't do all these bad things. He said, I am innocent of those terrible sins.
He was a good man who doesn't flirt around with other women.
Ubengasheli abanye besifazane.
Without
lustful thoughts.
Athi ngiyakubonga uNkulunkulu.
He said, I thank you, God.
Ngoba ngifani nalowo.
For I'm not like that type of person.
Kodwa umthelisi wangena emuva.
But the text
wayisifuba sakhe wayisola wathi Nkosi. Yiba nomusa kimi ngisoni. Ngino ngimubi kunabo bonke.
But the tax collector, creeping in at the back, he beat his chest in remorse and he said, Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And he received grace.
UJesu uthi lowo waphuma enkonzweni elungisisiwe kodwa umthelisi elahlekile.
And Jesus said, that tax collector left the temple justified, but the Pharisee went out with his guilt.
Kulukhulu ukuzilahla, kulukhulu ukuvuma ngonile. Uma kukhona impiko, uma khona ukuyiqhenya enhlizweni.
Very difficult to humble yourself, to lower yourself to admitting your sin. This peacock spirit of pride in the heart. Just to say, I have sinned. But if it
comes, ugodwa ukhomba ukuthi ungumuntu omubi. Udevil usekhona kuwe ukuyiqhenya kusekhona ngoba uma kuphela ukuyiqhenya nokuyiphakamisa kuzophela kodwa nokuyithethelele ukuthi ke cha ke ake ngichazeke nami ukuthi indaba ibinjani.
But pride manages to apologize and keep its pride by saying, well, I did sin, but the reason is, and then the person justifies what they've done, whereas it shows their real wickedness. A true, truly humble person will not gather up excuses.
Kanti lapho uthi ufuna ukuchaza, useyangena uSathane futhi kuwe. Usulenza iphutha phezu kwelinye iphutha. Esikhundleni sokuthi, Nkulunkulu, ngonile, ngithethelele, ukuze uthole umusa. Kodwa uma uyivikela, uyithethelela, kuyilapho uphunyukelwa umusa.
You heap sin upon sin. If while you are saying, Lord, I have sinned, you say, but these were the circumstances, this is what pushed me into it, you will just add to your sin. But the one who admits completely and says, I have sinned, and doesn't bring any excuse, that one receives justification.
Kuhle ukuyithoba ngoba uma uyithoba wothola umusa wena okhuluma ukuthi ngiphiwe umusa nonsense uma ungayithobanga awutholanga umusa.
It is nonsense for a person to say I've received grace, I've got it, if they have this pride, if they haven't said that they really are what they are and humble themselves.
Uyakwazi ukuyithoba nokuyilahla nokuzehlisa na.
Do you know what it is to humble yourself, to cast yourself down, to lower yourself?
Ngiyajaha nje ngiyaqhubeka phambili.
Now I'm going quickly on to the next point.
Uma uzehlisa uyithoba inkathazo iyanyamalala.
When you humble yourself, you find that your cares disappear.
UNkulunkulu la uthi thatha yonke inkathazo yakho iphose enkosini.
For he says here, take all your cares and cast them upon him.
Uyabona uma ubona ubuso bengane, ingane isencane, uyibona ikhululekile. Inobuso obunibilikile, kuyakhanya, kuze kuthi awukubi, kuhle ukuba umntwana.
When you see the face of a little child, you see an expression of innocence, it's carefree, it doesn't carry anxieties, And that's why there's the expression, it's wonderful to be like a child. And the one who humbles himself will find riddance of their cares. The problem is it's written upon our faces, our anxieties. What will I eat? What will I drink? Where will I get clothing? I have no shoes. I'm troubled. Those are your cares. Why? Because that person is not willing to humble themselves enough to trust in God to take all their cares. Cares are troublesome. Wage earner says, how am I going to make ends meet? The end of the month is here and I'm just into debt already. The farmer says, where am I going to get the rain from? It's dry, I've planted my crops, or there's too much rain. That farmer acts as if though the weather was under his control. Another person becomes so troubled because of the cares of lack of goods in the house. There's no furniture, there's no table, and they are then drawn into the sin of stealing. Some will even sell their bodies, prostitute themselves to bring in money to buy goods for the family, and it brings in things that are an abomination to God and the family. But a child is carefree. It knows, I can leave everything over to my father, to my mother. My parents will see to it. Now we have a heavenly father, and he cares for us. We mustn't try and lift ourselves up to the level of God and act as if though all things are under our control. Then the final point.
Othobekile uSathane umnike ukunqoba phezu kwakhe. uNkulunkulu umnika ukunqoba othobekile ngaphezu kwakhe uSathane.
Is that the person who humbles himself gets victory from God over Satan. Says in verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
Ekqineni kweverse leshumi, senihluphekile isikhashana,
At the end of verse 10 it says, after you have suffered a little,
noma uhlupheka,
even if you suffer,
uyakuniphelelisa, aniqinise, aninika amandla, asisekele.
He will make you, as it says in verse 10, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you.
Uma uyithoba, uyilahla, uNkulunkulu uzokunika ukunqoba uSatan.
If you humble yourself, God will give you victory over Satan.
Nezono.
And sin.
Nokufa.
And death.
Omunye ukhathazekile, usengiyaguga manje uma ngifa ngizofa kanjani?
Some are very troubled. They say, well, I'm growing old now. How am I going to die?
Khathazeka, khathazwe yileyo.
That's their anxiety.
Bese omunye ugqilazwe izono.
And then another person
ugqila sesono
is simply a slave of sin.
Akenibheke ugebenga ukuze kungakanani emhlabeni. Akenibheke usizi lungakanani, ububi bungakanani, ukanamajele ukuthi agcwele kanjani.
Just look at the wickedness, the stealing, the misery, the jails overflowing with people.
Unganqoba konke lokho.
You can conquer.
Asikho isono ongena kusinqoba.
You can conquer all of that. There is no sin that cannot be conquered.
USatan qobo lwakhe noma ehamba njengengonyama ebhodlayo akanawe akanawo amandla ukuthinta wena uma uyithobile phansi kwesandla esinamandla sikaNkulunkulu.
Even Satan himself has no power to touch your life because he is restrained by God as you humble yourself beneath God's hand.
Namhlanje sithola ukhiye, ufuna ukuphumelela, ufuna ukunqoba, ufuna ukuphila. Ukuphila okugcweleyo, okuqiqimayo, zithobe phansi kwesandla esinamandla sikaNkulunkulu, akuphele ukungayithobi.
Today we are offered the secret. This is the key to revival. Humbling yourself. There is nothing that cannot be conquered through humility. So the first point, where God says, if you humble yourself, you'll receive grace. Even there where sin is powerful, God's grace is much more powerful and abundant.
Noma usindwa umthwalo wezono, zithobe, zilahle, ngonile uNkulunkulu ngithethelele.
Even if you're
uzothola umusa
under a load of sin, say, God, I have sinned, forgive me, you will find grace.
Hayi ukuthi ufarise futhi.
And don't be pharisaical about it. A certain preacher went to visit an old white lady in hospital. When he walked into the ward, she was so frail that she couldn't even shake hands, she couldn't move. And everybody saw that she's dying. The preacher thought, well, let me see her quickly before she dies. And she saw the preacher come in, she said with a very faint, trembling voice,
she says, oh, I'm such a big sinner. There's no sinner like me in this world. Why said to Mfundis? Oh, so it's true what I heard about you.
That's what the preacher said. Kushukuthi, oh, kuyiqiniso lokhu engizwile ngawe.
Isalukaze besifa. Sahlala embhedeni.
That old lady sat up in bed and demanded, "Who's been spreading rumors about me?
What has been said?" Why, said he, "Khangizwe wena uthi uyisone sikhulu kunabantu bonke."
And the preacher said, "Well, I've heard you say that you're a sinner more than all the others, that you're the greatest of sinners."
And I couldn't believe it, but I've heard it from you, so it must be true what I've heard.
Gushuguti bengizwile kodwa sengizwile ngezindebe zakho gushuguti kuyiqiniso engizwile
asifuna ukuvuma kunjalo kungizenzisa usuke ukhomike kube ngathi usesekisini ngisone sikhulu mina ngisoni kanti uhleli phezu kwazo.
A confession of sin like that is simply pretense, hypocritical. You're just remaining and clinging on to your sin if you confess like that.
Bekufanele ukuthatha ukuthi fundisi uqinisile ngisoni esikhulu.
Her next words should have been rather, "Preacher, you're right. I am a dreadful sinner."
UPauli ubese sindisiwe emkhulu kubona abapostoli kodwa wathi angifanele nokuthi ngibizwe ngokuthi impostoli ngisoni lokho enginakho kungumusa kaNkulunkulu nje kodwa mina angifanele nokuthi ngibizwe ngokuthi ngimkhulu nokuthi ngimpostoli ngoba mina ngazingela ibandla. Uyabona umuntu othobekile umuntu ozethobayo.
Paul, even as a mature Christian, an apostle, a leader in the church, said before the others in the church, "I am the chief of sinners. I'm not worthy to be an apostle." He says, "For I persecuted the church." You see what true humility is about?
"And all that I've got is just the grace of God."
Konke enginakho kungumusa nje kaNkulunkulu.
Uma uyisoni, hlolisisa ukuthi usho ngempela noma uyafarisa noma uyakhomika.
So
noma ugibela imfene.
If you're a sinner, ask yourself, "Am I truly remorseful? Do I truly admit what I am? Or am I just messing around, being light-hearted, or just playing around?"
Uma ufuna ukukhululeka ke kuzo zonke inkathazo zakho, zithobe, zithobe. Awudingi uhamba uyophuza ukholokho, sebenzisa idakamizwa, hambe uyontshontsha, zithobe phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu. Thoba ngeqiniso namhlanje enkonzo, inkonzo yokuyithoba. Zithobe. Uma uphuma la enkonzweni ungayithombanga, wazenza omncane, wazenza nikisi, icala liphezu kwakho.
And you'll find that this is the answer for your cares and anxieties. They just melt away as you humble yourself. This is a service for humiliation, and that you humble yourself. Do it before you leave the service.
Nokuthi unqobe uSatan, unqobe wonke amandla kaSatan, amandla obumnyama. Unqobe ukufa, unqobe izifo, unqobe amademoni. Wena uma unganqobi, kugenxa yokuthi sekhona uyiqhenya kuwe.
And humbling yourself brings you victory. The Lord gives you victory over Satan, demons, and your own sin. If you find that you're not being victorious, it's because pride still resides in you.
Ngesontelzayo uma inkosi ivuma ngoba ngishumayela eRomaine uma ngibabuza ukuthi nifuna ukuthi ngikhulume kakuphi, but khuluma ngokunqoba, ngokunqoba. Uma sengifunda le ndaba ekuseni, nayi ngishumayelo ke engingayishumayela kuba mhlophe lephetheya. Zithobeni phansi kwesandla esinamandla sikaNkulunkulu ziyophela inkinga zenu. Niyokhululeka. UNkulunkulu yoniphumelelisa. Niyonqoba nokunqoba.
Next Sunday I will be preaching, the Lord willing, in Romania.
Next week
in Romania, and they've asked me to speak about being a victorious Christian. And as I read this text, I said, Lord, this is the answer. This is what I can share with those people in Romania. This is how to be a true victor. Now I close. Is there still pride in you? If there is, cry to God that He would help you. For if there is still pride, God remains your enemy. Shall we bow our heads? We thank you, Lord, that we could hear your word. Lord, you've said to us today that we have to be clothed with humility, humbling ourselves underneath your mighty hand. Not excusing ourselves. Not protecting ourselves. But truly humbling ourselves, admitting what we are, saying, O God, I am a sinner, so that we might receive grace from Thee. And Lord, You have promised that if we humble ourselves beneath Your hand, You will lift us up. You lift us up in forgiving us our sins, in washing us with your blood to be snow white, you lift us up in removing all our anxieties. Lord, grant that there wouldn't be a fool in our midst who says, I can't humble myself. But instead, may each one lower themselves, be the least, humble themselves to receive mercy from Thee, O God. Lord, we've heard how being proud puts us into Satan's camp. Our haughtiness makes us to belong to Satan. But Lord, we thank you that you've shown us the way to receive grace.
Amen.
Amen.